white clouds. Something we got golden clouds. Something we got a rain, something we got a rainbow. Welcome to the blazing sun.
Parched, running low on H2O. Well, this running water looks fresh, clean. Not so fast, cowboy. It's filled with microorganisms, animalcules, monads. Not to worry. Just pop one of Burt's Bullseye brand water purification tablets into your canteen, give it a shake, wait 20 minutes, and hydrate. Whoa, there's the bell. Time to break our seal and grab that meal.
Path, expressing what we see and how we comprehend the math. So there's enough for everyone, we gotta make it last. We gotta make it last. As I embark on life's journey from the point where I'm at, peace to everyone I know and who I go way back with. Every pimp, every Mac, every gangster to Jack, every hustler feeding babies, anybody pro-black. Every sister raising kids without the help of a dad, wanting for their children all the things that they never had. All the brothers handling business, even though shit's hard. Waking up at 5 a.m. holding down 3 jobs. All my roster brethren getting insight from trees, to my brothers up in college getting PhDs or any other degree. Even if you just read for mental health, see your conscious that your mind is free. All my people like
down for your past mistakes. Mentally and spiritually dwelling past the gates. You could change your ways. Elevate today to all recovered alcoholics chilling up in AA. Every black owned business keep doing for self. Helping out the community and spreading the wealth. Understanding help ain't gonna come from nowhere else. Revolutionaries making the unjust get dealt with head on. Black people got to meet the task. Educate, keep learning, got a question ask. And let your light keep shining and remember the past. By any means necessary, you'll be free at last.
We keep embellishing upon a new uncharted path. Expressing what we see and how we comprehend the math. So there's enough for everyone, we gotta make it last. We gotta make it last.
On life's journey from the point where I'm at. Peace to everybody striving to live right and exact. Even though anxieties try to pull you down. See your troubles as a blessing and you're homeward bound. Everybody got a struggle, that's the way of the world. Can't develop biceps if you don't do curls. Can't achieve a garden if you never water your crops. If you never pay your dues, then you won't get props. Couldn't eat a proper meal without cooking it first. Can't receive a paycheck if you don't do work. If it wasn't for the rain, then the trees won't grow. When the spring came around, what a sight to bestow. When you face adversities, dark clouds won't last. If you never study, how do you expect to pass? The grasshoppers laid around while the ants did chores. When the winter came around, he was left outdoors. See, the cycle keeps moving like a big machine. Evolution of the mind, soul, body, and being. God'll never put up on you more than you can take. Sometimes you even gotta learn from other people's mistakes. So head on, black people got to meet the task. Educate, keep learning, got a question ask. And let your light keep shining and remember the past. By any means necessary, we'll be free at last.
We keep embellishing upon the new uncharted path. Expressing what we see and how we comprehend the math. So there's enough for everyone, we gotta make it last. We gotta make it last. We gotta make it last.
Welcome back, listeners. Hour two. Here we go.
Yes.
This is it.
Serious business now.
Isn't it? Yes.
No more messing about, no. Complaining about being hot.
No. The sun's gone down. The tunes are getting a bit a bit more relaxed for now, anyway. right. Yes, this is the Night Train on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, just in case you're tuning in. You're wondering what this incredible selection is.
Here we go.
Yeah, we're about to tell you.
Yeah, so out of the last link, you heard the Shangri-Las. Their classic Remember Walking in the Sand, their first hit from 1964, written by George Shadow Morton.
Yes.
As I mentioned earlier. Apparently, he hired the teenage group from Queens, New York to record his song, only allegedly when he went to the session to record the song, he didn't have a song.
Right.
So he had to just write it either on the way, apparently pulled over the beach or something, wrote this song, knocked it up super quick.
Thanks. I mean, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, but that's incredible if it is.
So he got in, and they would. The idea was they would just record the song, and there was like a demo piece. He took it to the label Redbird, I think.
That sounds right.
And they would just take the song and then re-record it with their own artists. But they liked the song, they liked the artists, so they just put the demo out as it was. Apparently, the original was something like 7 minutes long, the studio version. So to get it on radio play, they just faded out after 2 minutes.
What are they doing making a 7 minute?
I don't know. I want to hear it though. Okay. I want to hear it. It's probably just loads of Mad Siegel effects and stuff.
Yeah, they did love an effect, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Both got signed to the label, and then, yeah, Shangri-Las went on to be massive. After that, you heard Holly Cook with her sort of dub version of that song. So she released a cover of that in 2011 on her self-titled album. And this one is the Prince Fatty produced. I think he produced the original as well.
Okay.
This is his dub version of that on the sort of versions album, I guess you could call it, in dub. Holly Cook in dub.
Gotcha.
From the following year. They are both on Mr. Bongo, I believe.
Then after that we had The Orb with Golden Clouds featuring Lee Scratch Perry from 2012's The Orb Presents The Observer in the Star House. And send that one out to Thrifty Kim, tuned in over in Essex. Weirdly, we've had a couple of messages from Essex. So yes, the night train, big in in Essex. Tonight at the very least. After that we had, yeah, Blackalicious, Making Progress from 1999, produced by Chief XL.
Which album?
It's on Nia, but it's also on the A to G EP on Moax.
Came out slightly earlier, maybe?
Yes, I think so. Beautiful gatefold 12 inch. Send them out to other listeners in Essex, George and Ruth. Tuned in. What I'd like to think is one set of people has heard the other set on the breeze. What are those tunes?
Yeah. Like, do you think we'll be as popular next Sunday?
No. Depends. I floated to the long-suffering Alma that if the show was on, it'd be a shame to miss the to miss the World Cup final potentially with England in, because I have to go and do the show. She did not see the funny side of that. So if England are in the final, that it will be a pre-record of some description. I won't be coming in to broadcast.
Right, some steel band disco now.
Suspicion clouds when a woman
Howdy ho, folks.
Not long to go now.
No, we are back. We are slowly melting. But
you've only got to last another half an hour, and then we can go. We can leave this inferno. That sound you might be able to hear in the background, not the tune.
It's the aircon, isn't it?
It's the aircon. Well, it's making me slightly cooler because I'm sat under it.
It's doing something.
Yes.
Better than nothing.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
We will. Right, so let's get back to business. That's why we're here.
Yes. What did we start with?
We started with Ebony Steel Band, Can't You See Me. Apparently the Con Edit, but I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, yeah.
It was labelled. Yeah. Whether it is or not, I need to listen to the original all the way through and compare it. But so they were a London-based steel band founded in 1969 by Trinidadian expatriates. They are the 19-time National Panorama competition winners. So that's the Notting Hill,
of course,
steel pan competition.
I'll be there this year, not to the competition because it's not that exciting. Onto the street outside,
just hang around it. They won 19 times and 9 times in a succession, which apparently is still a record to this day.
Oh, they're the ones that did the Pan Machine LP. The steel pan covers of Kraftwerk songs.
Yeah, so this cut was taken from an album called Touch of Class. It's an interpretation of Roy Ayres' classic. We'll put it in because there's a Guardian article, I think went live this week, about Sterling Betancourt, who is apparently the man who brought steel pan music to the UK.
Okay.
He passed away in June, but, you know, as with a lot of these people, relatively unknown now, forgotten about, so on. So they're trying to bring light on that, and also they're celebrating later this month. There's at the Royal Festival Hall, there is an event called Steel Scenes, which is celebrating the 75th anniversary of their first kind of introduction of pan music, I guess, in the UK.
Okay,
which took place in 1951 there. So that he was a member of the Trinidad All Steel Percussion Orchestra, and the first performance there.
Perfect. Well, we'll add a link to that right up on for the Listen Again crew. If you have downloaded this, as we always say, it's available on mixcloud.com/radionighttrain or nearly every podcast app of your choice. We try and put as many of the show notes in as procrastination fodder, just to save you the hassle. You're like, oh, that sounds mildly interesting.
If there was a link, I'd click it, but yes. I'm not going to bother to look for it myself.
Which is what, you know, I mean, I'm as guilty. We are all guilty. So we put those links in there for you.
And then after that, you heard Iggy Pop with Sunday from the Post Pop Depression album. That one produced and co-written by Josh Homme with Sheffield's own Matt Helders on drums.
So strange. And that's probably, what, 10 years old now?
2016, yeah, that old.
Oh,
have you seen the documentary that goes with that? It's pretty good.
I don't know if I have.
Yeah, it's just like them recording it in the Rancho de la Luna. I think they're over there for a few weeks.
Maybe like, I did.
From what I remember, it's in a lot of it's in black and white, but I might be making that up just because
didn't
the album covers in black
didn't
and white.
Did we go to watch a documentary, an Iggy Pop doc, at Showroom? American Valhalla? Is that him? I don't know if that's another doc. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. After that was some new music. The Empress with Fortune Teller. That was released June this year on Library of the Occult. That's the title track from the LP. A collaboration between two Pauls. Not this one. Paul Elliott, back our rhythm and steel band, Mike McCombos, and Paul Osborne from Project Gemini. Featuring one of the Whitefield brothers on one of the tracks as well. It's kind of like weird occult-ish library breaks business.
Yes, into that.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, it's all good, but that's one I particularly liked. And then we finished up with Unloved, When a Woman is Around. I was going to put that into the show before the Shangri-Las. I thought there was a kind of similarities, but it didn't quite flow, so we stuck it in the back. Unloved were Jade Vincent on vocals, Kephas Kianta on keyboards and programming, David Holmes on programming and percussion. Right, final set of the night. We're going to start to wind down. Back in 15 minutes, I guess, something like that.
There's a great big mystery, and it sure is worrying me. This diddy war diddy, this diddy war diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. The little girl about 4 feet four. Come on, Papa, and give me some more of your Diddy Boy Diddy. Your Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. I went out and walked around. Somebody yelled, say, look who's in town. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. Put my hat on his seat. Lady said on his seat, Daddy, you sure is sweet. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy means. Just give me that thing you said on my Diddy Boy Diddy. My Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. Then I got put out of church. The talk about Diddy Boy Diddy too much, Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. Mr. Diddy Boy Diddy. I wish somebody would tell me what Diddy Boy Diddy mean. Thank you.
Suddenly feel the need to pray, but can't find one hand to hold. My jail stripes, they was black and white. Now we draped in confused and gray. Green chased all the blues away. Go to the show like we used to say. Like we used to say. Like we used to say. Like we used to say.
Ain't no post-credits scene. We can all just leave.
Credits just came and went, and we can all just leave. We've been here from April to August. We can all just leave. Post-credits scene, we can all just leave. I need a destruction. Every ghost needs a buster. I see the void when I close my eyes. They said tall looking upward. It took all I could muster. I could go outside, I took a step and got flustered. I ran through every cuss word. Getaway car right outside. Too much weight for the muffler. Scrape the curb like a buster. Ain't no post-credits scene, we can all just leave. Credits just came and went, and we can all just leave. We've been here from April to August, we can all just leave. I heard there's no post. post credit scene, we can all just leave. Never gonna miss a Star Wars movie again. Never gonna have to tell Uber to wait for like 5. I can watch what I wanna watch, nobody gets bored. Lord knows, I ain't never gotta deal with a passive aggressive reply.
But it's all for my Jesus' sake. For you
Whoop-dee-whoop, you made it.
Yes, us, you, the studio equipment, the station is on a hold.
No fire, we're going to get out alive, we haven't dehydrated.
Yeah.
So, the final set of the night, as usual.
It's a bit of a mixed bag.
Handbrake turns, yes. Left field picks. So we started out with, I was going to say the oldest, crackliest song of the night.
Which, yeah.
But then... Along came Pace Jubilee Singers. So yeah, first you heard Arthur Blind Blake with Diddy Wild Diddy, ragtime blues singer and guitarist known for his Paramount recordings between 1926 and 1932. Little known about him other than he managed to record some 80 sides and died shortly after doing that in 1938. That song that is the one that served as the inspiration for Bo Diddley's song of the same name, but spelled differently.
Yeah. Also available on the Rise and Fall of Paramount Records.
I was going to say, we should have consulted your notes.
I did. I was right when I was writing my notes. I was looking at this over the other side of the room, and I just couldn't be bothered.
Well, everyone says there's not much known about him, so I assume it just says the same in there.
We'll
go with that.
That's good.
After that, you heard Dorothy Ashby's version of Little Sunflower. That one originally by jazz trumpeter Freddie Hubbard. That is on her album. A classic album, actually, Afro Harping from 1968, and another song to sort of feature on The Incredible Sound of Giles Peterson, the original did, which we may mention again later.
Yes, I think we played that version about a month or two ago as well.
Oh, did we?
I think, yeah, Freddie Hubbard did two versions. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Oh, we played the Freddie Hubbard one.
We did play the Freddie Hubbard version. One of his.
Played the same.
One of Freddie Hubbard's versions.
Then after that, some brand new music. Whoop whoop.
See,
we know what we're doing.
It does happen, folks.
That was Rizzo Magic with Bubon from their third album that just came out, Cumbian Planetario, which I presume means Cumbian Planet.
I didn't know you were fluent in, in Spanish.
Got it all. So they're a Bogota based production duo who met. While studying at university, doing double bass and composition, and they got into producing these kind of what they describe as woozy manipulations of pitch down cumbia. So this album was done at actually a residency in Switzerland overlooking Lake Geneva.
Oh,
sounds nice, doesn't it?
Yeah, lovely work if you can get it.
I'll take it.
Yep. And I guess, who's going to fly me to Switzerland to do pitch down cumbia mashup?
That's what we need.
Woozy manipulation.
Yeah, and there's some other stuff about how it's all tuned to the earth tuning and the frequency calculated by Swiss physicist Hans Kusto. So if you're into that, give that a bit of a read and a listen. You can get it on Soundwave, and it's on their Bandcamp too.
I feel like that's the same person that's mentioned in that Music of the Spheres album by Ian Brown, because that talks about the different resonances that planets vibrate at, allegedly. Then another new one was Open Mike Eagle and Kenny Siegel watching a movie called Freedom by Myself, the second single off the new LP. That came out on Friday. The LP is called Doomed. It's about a relationship that fails in every known universe. So that was released on YouTube. There's a nifty black and white video for that. And then the aforementioned oldest song of the night, possibly. See, if I'd have actually looked in my book, I could have.
You could have said what year it was. The Arthur Blind Blake one, we don't know. It's somewhere between 28 and 30.
Okay, so it could be a tie then, because that was the... We closed off with the Pace Jubilee singer, Certainly Lord, Paramount Catalogues. Paramount Records catalogue number 12678 from 1928, out of Chicago. They've recorded for a number of labels, including Black Paddy, Paramount, Brunswick, and Gennett from 26 to 29. And apparently one of the first vocal groups to feature female soloists, Eva Parker and Hattie Parker. I'm guessing they're related. Closing off tonight, another new song, kind of incredible sound of Giles Peterson adjacent. You sent this to me earlier today. I was like, well, that's definitely going in. Sue George with Riverman featuring Beck. I might be back next week.
Yes.
TBC.
Betty came by on her way. Said she had a word to say about things today.